Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon. Episode 2. The Hinterlands. Chapter 13. Feedings left. 160. It took over 2 weeks to get Banksy to level 5. He hit level 4 easily, but it took much longer than expected to get up to 5. The problem was the worm also lost half of his progress to the next level when he died. We tried cutting off Clara's arm instead of killing her outright. It did not work. While she regenerated quickly, she did not have a heal spell. The act of cutting off her arm and cauterizing the wound still killed her anyway. I could cast my reconstitute on her, but it didn't actually heal her. I wasn't sure why. I suspected it had something to do with her being a wind and celestial magic user. Or maybe because I was some sort of pseudo-undead creature. Either way, it was a long road.
Breaking news to report. You are watching what appears to be a massive police operation at a private residence in the affluent, gated community of Tiburon Ranch, a suburb just southwest of Omaha, Nebraska. Federal authorities do confirm that a man has been taken into custody, and it is related to the ongoing investigation into Hamish Frank Yeltsin, a.k.a. Frankenstein's Monster, and his cult of predators who used the internet to discuss and plan their crimes. This is in addition to the news out of Brisbane, Australia, where a 50-year-old woman was taken into custody by authorities there. A man in Tucson, Arizona was also arrested, bringing the total number of arrests so far to at least 15. There is still no word on who these suspects are or how exactly they're connected to Yeltsin's death cult. In other news, a tsunami warning has been issued
smashed
in the Philippines as yet another earthquake rocked the region.
I guess he was right to be afraid.
They haven't mentioned Seattle or Anatolia at all.
The fact that it took them this long to catch that idiot Frank is proof that they don't know what the hell they're doing. They think he's the ringleader.
Do you think Smash South is going to talk? Tell them about us? Do you think the raids will lead them to us?
All these guys have dead man switches. They press a button and their entire rigs fry themselves. Guys like Smash South, they know enough to keep their mouths shut. Nobody even knows we exist.
I still don't understand why they use us at all. The AI NPCs they use for Dominion of Blades just got an upgrade. It's getting hard to tell the difference between them and real players. Surely it's a lot easier and safer for them to use an AI for whatever sick shit they do in here. That way it's not even illegal.
I think that might have been the original plan. But you can still tell when they're NPCs. And the clients? The whole allure of this arrangement is that they're fucking over a real person. They don't just get access to a consumable. They know their real name. Get access to the feed of their family freaking out. One of these guys. The Mexican cannibal. Paulo was his real name. He played a groundling last season. Groundlings are those dwarf dudes with no necks. Not as freaky as the mole men, but almost the same thing. Anyway, Paulo had a thing for teenage boys. He loved fucking them, impaling them on a giant spit, cooking them, and then eating them. His consumable was his neighbor's kid. Anatoly's team swept the kid away, took him out of Tucson where they lived. Paulo used his own house in the real world as the headquarters for the search party. The kid had to watch his mom go into Paulo's house every day. It was some fucked up shit. The boy played a brownie. Paulo didn't like that so much. Most of these guys want their consumables to play as humans. Anatoly kept insisting the next update would allow multiples of the same species to play, but it never happened. Paulo ended up quitting because of it. When they reset the game, he refused to roll a new character. They gave the boy to the Canadian after that. They never last long when he gets a hold of them.
Who is this Canadian guy you keep mentioning?
You don't want to know. Hopefully he's been arrested or is lying low. He's the only one that...
She didn't finish her thought, and no prodding would get it out of her. Clara was like that. Chatty one moment, not willing to talk the next. She never talked about herself or her past. I gathered she could speak Korean, but I didn't get the impression that she was Korean. I had no idea how old she was. I did, however, come to suspect that she was insane, that she had an actual, certifiable psychotic disorder that twisted her sense of reality, and that she also had multiple mood disorders that played havoc on her personal emotions. She had a sense about her, that of a grenade ready to explode at any moment. When we fed Banksy, I was in constant fear that she'd crack and would rip my guts out again. She never did, though. She went about the feeding process with grim determination. That last time we fed Banksy, everything changed. I cut myself open, and Clara shoved the meat into my gut. Banksy gobbled it up, and I prepared my reconstitute spell.
Banksy, guthook is now level 5.
Dad, I feel funny.
Ah! Holy shit. Ouch! Fuck! Ah!
Your guthook is evolving. You must choose between the following. Cerebral Maggot, Blood Squirmer, Hookslayer. Warning, your choice is final. Warning, you have 60 seconds to make a decision. If you do not choose, a random selection will be made.
What the hell? Banksy, you didn't tell me I had to choose an upgrade. It hurts. Oh, shit. I can't heal until I make a choice. I don't have time to read all of this.
Cerebral Maggot. Your worm ceases to physically grow, and it permanently remains within your body. After attaching itself to your brainstem, you gain access to one additional school of magic of your choosing. In addition, your acumen is granted a permanent +5, and your charm a permanent +3. However, your familiar is even more ravenous than before. Its sustenance requirements are doubled.
Ugh, fuck. Not that one.
Warning. Your health is low. You have chosen Hookslayer.
Dad, I don't feel so good.
I felt my chest explode.
You have died 11 times.
Christ. It was no wonder Clara had gone crazy. I was going crazy too. I had to be.
Warning. Your familiar does not appear to fit within its current regeneration spot. Keeping the spot may result in injury to either yourself or your familiar. Please review your available familiar regeneration options. Keep current regeneration spot. The digestive tract of player Duke. Mirror your own regeneration. Unavailable. Requires permission and brand from player Anatoly for this location. Create a new regeneration spot with a brand. Unavailable until both player and familiar reach level 10. Regenerate in pet carrier. Unavailable. Requires pet carrier. Regenerate within the shrill. Unavailable until your first deep dive within the shrill. Upon regeneration of either yourself or your familiar, your pet will attempt to hone in on your location. If it cannot reach you due to distance or other factors, it will wander freely unless you obtain a pet carrier. If a pet carrier is equipped, it will teleport to your location after a countdown based on the quality and level of the pet carrier. Some pet carriers may be used as their own regeneration spots.
I read the notification 3 times. Shit. I was screwed until we both hit level 10, and I found a brand. Or until I found a pet carrier. My only choice was to keep Banksy's current regeneration spot, which meant, every time he died, my chest would explode. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. Jesus.
Have you ever seen the movie Alien? I'm not gonna lie, that was pretty awesome.
I barely heard her. I stared at the creature coiled up at her feet. Banksy. He'd been tiny when I first swallowed him. 1/2 inch. The size of a fingernail. The level 5 Hookslayer was now about as long and as thick as my arm, He was the color of pale flesh, though as I watched, he rippled with a flash of rose, as if he had his own parasites within. He lifted his head at my arrival. If he had eyes, I didn't see any. Still, he turned toward me with purpose, and I had no doubt he could see me.
Yeah! Hi, Dad! Oh, the outside world is very big and cold.
Familiar. Player Duke.
His cone-shaped head opened up, revealing four triangular flaps and several circular rows of sharp teeth. It was like a flower bud opening and closing. It reminded me of those sandworms from the Dune movies they'd made a few years back. This isn't the outside world.
I tried to eat your body after you died, but it was still gross. You taste of rotted flesh. Ugh. I won't ever be able to eat you. I'm already feeling hungry. Let us hunt.
I turned my gaze toward the chair where I usually sat for our feedings. My corpse remained there, my ruin of a chest gaping open like a baked potato. It looked as if a grenade had exploded out of me. My foot was chewed off where Banksy had tried to eat me. That's going to happen every time he dies.
Aw, he's pretty cute. Are you talking to him telepathically? What's the matter, Banksy? Can't you talk?
Banksy's triangle head looked back and forth between Clara and me. The four mouth flaps opened and closed a few times with a wet sound. Gooey tendrils of worm saliva? Something stringed out between the mouth openings.
I think I can talk.
Good boy, good boy. I like you better than Ginger already. That stupid boa constrictor could talk, but she never did. Stuck up bitch.
Banksy looked up at her with something akin to adoration. And to my astonishment, a long tongue snaked out of his mouth and hung loosely to the side, slobber now flowing freely.
Banksy, level 5 Hookslayer, premature stage. Upon evolution to Hookslayer, your worm loses all of his previous abilities. Sap energy, strengthen. Although they are bereft of surgical talents, Hookslayers grow exponentially in size and strength upon level up, making them some of the most fearsome melee fighters available. They are voracious eaters, and they must feed multiple times a day. They gain mount status at level 13. They gain the ability to burrow at level 15. They reach full maturity upon level 25. Upon level 25, the formidable Hookslayer must evolve again. Either way, the resulting familiar will be so physically massive it can only use an open field or a guardian as a regeneration spot. As a result, you may choose your associated guardian, the Shrill, as your familiar's regeneration spot without a brand after your familiar's first deep dive within the kaiju.
I wondered what the definition of physically massive was.
Can we go kill something now? Ah, Dad, come on! I'm bored!
You've created a monster!